Good morning, it's Wednesday, October 20th. Here's your local news from the News Tribune. Expect an overcast daytime, occasional rain and wind, with a high of 60 degrees. A cloudy evening with an overnight low of 48 degrees. Pierce County Sheriff Ed Troyer is now charged after a months-long investigation into his confrontation with a black newspaper carrier. The state attorney general's office filed two misdemeanor counts in Pierce County District Court, one for false reporting and one for making a false or misleading statement to a public servant. The case happened in January near Troyer's Tacoma home after he told a 911 dispatcher that he needed one or two patrol cars because a man threatened to kill him. That call triggered a priority response and more than 40 officers in the area started to respond. Troyer said he was following a suspicious vehicle going in and out of driveways. That vehicle belonged to Cedric Altimer, a 24-year-old black man delivering newspapers on his regular route. Troyer said he welcomed a review into his actions but doesn't believe the state conducted a fair investigation. The AG's office said he declined their attempts to interview him. If convicted, Troyer faces up to a year in jail and up to a $5,000 fine. Meanwhile, the Pierce County Council's investigation into his altercation with Altimer is expected to wrap up soon. Investigator Brian Moran told the News Tribune yesterday that his work is virtually complete. The county hired Moran, a former U.S. attorney for the Western District of Washington, to determine the facts of what occurred and whether Troyer misused his authority. Amazon is expanding to 5. The Puyallup Tribe of Indians announced plans for a 520,000-square-foot warehouse. The tribe said the sorting center is expected to bring more than 500 jobs to the area. In sorting centers, packages arrive from fulfillment warehouses and are sorted by final destination. The project will be built on 41 acres of Puyallup Tribe land on 45th Street Court East. An Amazon spokesperson said the project will be completed within the month. The company is also hiring for 775 seasonal jobs in the Tacoma-Lakewood area. Earlier this year, Amazon announced new delivery stations in Frederickson and Lakewood, smaller sites that also hire hundreds. Amazon already has fulfillment centers in DuPont, Sumner and Tacoma, and is becoming one of the county's largest employers. It ranks 13th in the 2020 major employers list released by the Economic Development Board of Tacoma-Pierce County. A Gig Harbor hospital says unvaccinated patients are adding new stress to a medical system already under strain. Chief Operating Officer Dino Johnson said the vast majority of patients hospitalized at St. Anthony Hospital for COVID-19 symptoms are unvaccinated. He declined to give a number, but said the 122-bed hospital is filling beds in the high 20s and low 30s with COVID-19 patients in the last 8 weeks. He said although the new Delta strain is infecting some vaccinated people, they aren't getting very sick, while unvaccinated patients often are so ill they must be put on oxygen support or intubated. The latest data from the Tacoma-Pierce County Health Department shows 3,393 cases and 18 deaths in the Gig Harbor area. On the Key Peninsula, the figures are 1,038 cases and 9 deaths. The Washington State Patrol is separating from dozens of unvaccinated troopers. Monday was the final day for state employees to show they've received the COVID-19 vaccine, or to get an exemption to avoid losing their jobs. WSP announced yesterday that 127 people separated from employment as the mandate deadline passed. Those leaving include 67 troopers, 6 sergeants, 1 captain, and 53 civil servants from around the state. The state patrol now plans to gauge the impact of the departures and move resources where necessary, and also fill vacancies as soon as possible. Longer term, WSP will continue recruiting and wants to fill 3 classes of police academy cadets in the coming months. Addressing workers who chose to stay, Chief John Batiste said the state patrol will do its best to keep staff from becoming overburdened from the departures. About 2 weeks ago, WSP said 93% of its 2,200 employees were vaccinated against COVID-19. Some Tacoma residents are launching a campaign against crime. About 200 neighbors and business owners belong to Tacoma Safe. Its focus is on addressing a rise in violent crime and homeless encampments in the city. It also intends to clean up trash and graffiti in an effort to serve the community. Tacoma Safe members are asking the city to lower crime rates, reduce response times, and better address homeless encampments by taking a number of steps. First, members want City Council to remove the halt on filling about 25 vacant positions, though the city said there currently are no restrictions on hiring. Next, Tacoma Safe urges the city to quote immediately provide police with the resources and effective strategies necessary to enforce the law, address the long response times, and lower crime rates. End quote. Finally, the group demands the city expedite the recruiting and hiring process. The Tacoma Safe group also wants the city to reinstitute the ban on camping on public property. Tacoma Public Schools is offering hiring bonuses to fill jobs across the district. It comes during a statewide educator shortage. The bonuses range from $250 for lunchtime supervisors to $5,000 for nurses. The district says $250 bonuses will be paid in the first paycheck. For bonuses $500 and above, half will be paid after 90 days of employment, and the other half will be paid at the end of the school year in June 2022. Current employees are eligible for a $150 bonus for every candidate they refer and who is later hired into any district job. Retirees are eligible for a $250 bonus if they return. The bonuses are funded by state elementary and secondary school emergency relief funds. District administrators, human resources employees, and the school board are not eligible for referral bonuses. Voting is now open for the News Tribune's High School Athlete of the Week poll. It covers play from October 11th to 16th. Voting will remain open until Thursday at noon. Want to nominate a high school athlete from the South Sound in the future? Email Preps reporter John Manley at john.manley@thenewstribune.com. Local reporting is the heart of the free press. Help support it with a digital or print subscription to the News Tribune. Visit dntoffers.com to sign up. Have a great day!